Hey there. It's been a while. I know. I just haven't had a chance to ramble. But I have a chance now, so I will. Let's see. I got my stitches taken out. Yay! That's right. Now I just got to wait for my leg to, I guess, do its healing thing without the stitches in it. But it's, you know, just another scar added to my legs. But thank goodness I got the notice that they got it all. So no more skin cancer, no more squamous cell carcinoma on my leg. The surgery was effective, successful. So yay. No more skin cancer. You know, it is like the 14th surgery I've entailed now of the skin cancer removal in the last like 7-8 years. So I anticipate I'll probably have another one in another year or two. Hopefully not forever. But reality is, yeah, as my doctor told me, if you find it in one spot, odds are good you'll find it in other spots as time goes on. So yeah, I guess I'll just enjoy this small reprieve of no skin cancer that has to be removed. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed, of course, that I don't have to do this anymore. I'm hoping that whatever was on me, it's gone. It's over with. I will never use a tanning bed ever again. No. And if you're listening to this podcast regarding the skin cancer surgeries I've entailed, you know, take it to heart. Don't use a tanning bed if you don't have to. The real sun's much better for you. And of course, if you see anything on your body that is there for longer than 2 weeks, get it removed, or at least go get it biopsied. Go find out what it is. I will be right back. Hang on. Okay, I'm back. Yeah, so my stitches are out. And as fate would have it, the same day I got my stitches out, I came home and apparently my cat, the family cat, who was 22, past tense. wow. So, yeah, 22 years old, all of a sudden apparently went blind. And I noticed because all of a sudden she. I always called it a he, but it was really a she. She kept bumping into walls and bumping into the refrigerator, and she was just meowing really loud. And then I noticed that her eyes weren't like looking like her eyes. They were really big and black, and then I noticed this big blood spot in front of it. So it turns out that the kitty apparently went blind, instant, whatever, something caused it, could get a stroke, nobody knows really, because we didn't take her to the vet, we just knew all of a sudden she was blind, and since she was 22, well, you know, a lot of people lose their eyesight as they get older, but yeah, poor kitty. She lasted about 7 days, 8 days after that. Let me think. 10 days. Yeah, 10 days it took, because it was a couple of days where she was banging into things, but she was still eating food, still drinking, what have you. And then all of a sudden, she wasn't really able to, contain her bladder. And when you went to pick her up, it just, you know, she leaked everywhere. So I knew something was up. And then after that, she wouldn't eat anything. And I kept giving her eyedroppers full of water. And she just laid down and laid down. And I would hold her and, you know, keep giving her water. But I knew it was coming. I knew she was getting ready to pass. And so my daughter, since it was originally her cat, you know, came to visit with it and say goodbye to it, because it was pretty obvious the cat was getting ready to say goodbye. And then the day after she left, the cat said goodbye. And so they passed peacefully right here at the house. Then it was like 105 degrees out. Yeah, Labor Day. That's when she passed, Labor Day. And so I had to dig that, you know, forever resting spot. Yeah. 6x2. It was really hard to dig it. Not just because, you know, you knew that you were getting ready to put your animal down there, but because, you know, it was hot. So, yeah. But, and we were having a barbecue that day, too. So, you know, the rush was kind of on to say goodbye to the kitty and bury the kitty before the people started showing up for the barbecue, because I definitely didn't want to just leave the kitty laying in the house someplace passed away until the barbecue was over with. No. So we all, you know, had our chance to say goodbye to the kitty, but after 22 years, you know, it was still sad to see her leave, because she was a part of the family. She really was. I mean, I may have done a lot of complaining about that cat, because I had to vacuum every single day for at least an hour a day because of that cat, because she shed like crazy. And when she passed away, she still had tons of hair. So clearly, you know, whatever it was that took her, she wasn't losing any hair, except for, you know, when she shed. So, yeah. She was a nice kitty. I just complained about having to vacuum every day because of the kitty. But outside of that, she was a sweet kitty. So she was a runt. She was a calico kitty cat. And she never weighed more than 3 pounds. She always looked like a kitten. People always thought that, you know, we had a kitten. And, you know, it was 22 years old. It just looked like a kitten. But it was really a 22-year-old broad cat, you know. So, yeah, cat is gone. And actually, the cat's been gone 1 week now. And I've only vacuumed twice this week. So, clearly, if nothing else, I'm going to notice I'm not vacuuming as much now that the cat is no longer with the family. But, you know, it'll still be sad to not, you know, feed the cat at 5 p.m. Because she always let us know when it was time for dinner. You know, get that dinner cooking. Meow, meow, I'm ready for food. Meow. You know, yeah, she was a nice kitty. She will be missed. And she's in the backyard. So whenever we miss her, we can always go visit her, you know. So, yeah, quite the week. I got my stitches taken out. And then the cat passed away on Labor Day. And at this point in time, yeah, just taking it all in. That's all I'm doing. I'm taking it all in, and I'm telling it to my podcast. I'm just rambling. I know. I'm rambling on Anchor, as usual. Okay, so I guess I'm done rambling on Anchor for now, but I will definitely be rambling again soon. No doubt. You know, Anchor is like almost like my therapist, I would have to say. because it allows me the opportunity to just say what I'm thinking when I'm thinking it. So yeah, do check back, okay? And until then, bye for now. Thanks for listening to me ramble.